AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Roman Catholic Church is telling Mexican companies that are thinking of working on President Trump's border wall they are traitors to their country. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Mexico says Mexican companies that show interest in working on a border wall in the U.S. are betraying their country. In a Sunday editorial titled Treason Against the Homeland, the church says what is most surprising is the timidity of the Mexican government's economic authorities, who haven't moved firmly against these companies. How many Mexican companies that have expressed interest in President Trump's border wall, which Mexico opposes, remains unclear.
President Trump's aides are making it clear he may ask for support from Democrats as he tries to move his agenda forward now after the Republican health care bill failed. Republican Congressman Charlie Dent of Pennsylvania.
We have a national health care architecture now. Flawed as it is, I voted against it, but we're going to have to work with it to try to make this system better, more market-oriented, patient-friendly, patient-centered. I think to a certain extent that debate has already been settled.
He was on Meet the Press. Cincinnati police still searching for suspects in a nightclub shooting that left one man dead and 15 other people wounded. Police Chief Elliot Isaac.
Several local men got into some type of a dispute inside the bar, and it escalated into shots being fired.
Tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets across Russia over the weekend in a massive show of defiance. Hundreds arrested. Human rights groups say maybe 1,000 arrested. The final four is set. It'll be schools from neighboring states in the West, Oregon and Gonzaga in Washington State, against schools from neighboring states in the East, North Carolina and South Carolina. This is AP Radio News. Beauty and the Beast easily made it to the top of the weekend box office again. Our Ben Thomas has this.
The spell clearly isn't broken for moviegoers. After a record-breaking opening weekend, Beauty and the Beast earned another $88 million to remain the top attraction in theaters. That brings its North American earnings to $317 million so far. Coming in second, Power Rangers opened with a strong $40 million. I'm Ben Thomas.
Large hail and strong winds hit parts of Texas and Oklahoma yesterday. They had hail the size of softballs in Denton, Texas. This as residents in the Deep South cleaned up the mess from earlier weekend storms, which knocked out power in some places. A tornado destroyed four homes near Cato, Arkansas on Friday night. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.